Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. My name's Robbie Armfield. With me is Bernie Bolgi.
How's it going?
And Mitchell Jacy.
Mitchell Jacy.
We've got an hour of wonderful comedy and things of this nature for you. We love hearing from you, though, your say on the show. Text in. Number is 0409-945-945. Beautiful stuff. Thanks, guys, if you want to lay down your arms. Received a lot of feedback of late with people complaining about how boring the show is. After spending a week ideating how we can make it a better experience for you, we've come up with a cheeky little idea, which we think you'll enjoy. Essentially, it's a drinking game, but with the non-alcoholic, crowd-pleasing beverage by the name of Sprite. None other. A la your favorite drinking game, such as the Harry Potter drinking game, the Rick and Morty drinking game, and the Bachelor drinking game. You have to take a swig every time a certain thing happens on the show. So drink a bit of Sprite every time A, Mitch, Robbie, or Bernie swears. B, we have technical issues. C, somebody comes into the studio to interrupt us. D, a song in the key of F minor doesn't get past 3 minutes in length on the playlist. D, Robbie is nervous.
Take a swig, guys.
D, Mitch lets one rip.
Oops.
Benny, there are a couple of other ones here, aren't there? What, why sure. should people be drinking?
All right. What are we up to? F, I recommend a film. Yeah. G, marriage equality is brought up.
Okay, this is the show for that. This is the show, because we're going to be talking about marriage
handy.
Equality.
Have a Sprite handy.
And
have
also,
a case.
Have a case ready. And have a sip if we make you, we laugh or we're funny in any way, just have a swig. See how you go there. But now it's actually a word from our sponsor. This is actually interesting. Last week, I think it was, we obviously had the huge Facebook page launch for this show. So if you want to check that out, it's called Robbie's Modern Life. It's on Facebook. It's just huge. We've got fantastic content there.
But that wasn't actually possible without the sponsor that is back today.
From Sydney, Sublime Funeral Photography. You've laid them to rest. You've the photos of remembrance captured most discreetly by Sydney Sublime Funeral Photography. You think you've coped with the grief, but you want to see them one last time. Introducing a brand new world-first initiative by Sydney Sublime Funeral Photography, the Exhuming Ceremony. Gather friends, family, and loved ones for a world-first ceremony designed to capture the most raw and real emotions as elicited by witnessing the freshly exhumed corpse of a treasured individual. This service is not for the faint of heart, nor the short of change. Large excavation machinery will be necessary in order to unearth your loved one, and with them, relentless memories of both their lives and the funeral itself. The machinery, while expensive and an eyesore, is also as unobtrusive as possible. Every effort will be made to keep the machinery out of frame, though our photographers do use a wide lens. These machines are state-of-the-art design with modern hydraulics that create minimal noise pollution, though the reversing warning sound is required by law and unfortunately unavoidably present.
There's a lot of reversing as well. It's a disclaimer.
Whilst this ceremony is simply unprecedented, the standards of our photography remain as discreet as ever. Our photographers don black skin-tight bodysuits with head-mounted GoPros to provide an unparalleled level of professionalism and invisibility. Assigned photographers will regularly remind guests to not notice them so that guests remain unalarmed by their presence and can proceed to exhibit their last grieving undisturbed. Due to a lack of interest, Jewel of Australia, Chappelle Corby, has kindly offered to lower her rate if you so choose to have her MC the event. If you love your loved one and you couldn't bear to see them go, bring them back one last time with Sydney Sublime Funeral and Exhumation Photography. It's a world first, and interestingly enough, another wonderful theme park that we've talked about on the show, the Roller Coast to Coast, which provides as a means of transportation between our favourite theme parks. I'm thinking of Hamburu, obviously, where you digest the action.
Connects the dots. Yeah.
The reason I bring it up is because they're in conjunction with each other. So the Roller Coast to Coast, actually,
they're in cahoots.
They're in cahoots.
In a good way, though.
In a good way. In order to sort of lay down the track work, a number of gravesites are needing to be barreled through, for instance.
Yeah. So the exhumation process will actually be compulsory.
It'll be large
essentially.
Scale. Yeah.
It's going to, you're going to have to do it, so you might as well sort of make the most of it anyway.
Absolutely.
Get some pics while you're at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some pics.
So thanks again to Sydney Sublime Funeral Photography for sponsoring this show. show. You, the audience listening now, we'd love you to text in a joke. We love to keep things light, flighty and flaky here.
I love that.
And just upbeat.
Not too deep.
Okay,
not
so
too
please.
Deep. That gets boring for us.
It does. So text in. The number is 0409-945-945. Your best jokes. Your best jokes.
Hit us.
Hi, my name's David Beckham. And when it comes to playing soccer, I like to bend it like Beckham. But when it comes to haircuts, I like a straight edge. That's why I choose Men's Cuts, Sydney. If you're free, drop in. Hi, I'm David Beckham. Last night's match against Liverpool FC was a close shave. And that's just the way I like it at Men's Cut Sydney. Drop in. Have a cut.
Second House Now by The Fall from their new album, New Facts Emerge. Thank you so much. You've got it tuned to RML, Robbie's Modern Life, on FBR Radio 94.5 FM with Robbie Armfield, Bernie Bolgi, and Mitchell JC with you until 1 p.m. The text line's running hot. We're loving these jokes that we're hearing from you. The number to text in is 0409-945-945. One here reading, how do you organise a space party? Guys, any thoughts?
No idea, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they said planet.
Planet.
Another one
like
here.
Jupiter.
Another one here. Mm-hmm. How do you organise a space party? Same joke.
I know that was planet.
Kick these guys off the air. Heinous. Okay. Don't text in again.
Yeah, why would you?
And third one here.
So if you do, make it nice.
So an Asian, an Aboriginal, and a Jew break down on the side of a highway, and the Jew doesn't want to pay for anything.
That's the same.
Okay. Last week we had this joker in the studio.
Not, he told it.
I don't know how he's... I thought we blocked his number. That's
I thought we blocked it. Actually, I think that's come through. That's come through as an email.
Okay, Bernie, we've got this thing in the studio.
Massive.
It's a huge... in our pigeonhole. It's really quite weird. It's sort of like a time capsule
like a
of sorts.
Fire hydrant. Oh, yeah. A time capsule.
Time capsule. So, yeah, it's
it's big.
Really, yeah, it is.
It's
yeah.
quite big. Do we have a sting for that at all?
Oh, a sting. Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. Okay, so let's open it up, Bernie, and...
That wasn't quite what we're after.
What do you mean?
Haven't we been through this?
I think so, but what do you mean?
We just want like a mystery sting.
A mystery, because mystery sting.
It's
okay.
The time we don't know what's in
it. Sting, sting, mystery sting. Sting. Sorry, I keep getting this mixed up. So sorry.
Not the singer.
All right, here we go. Okay, so we've got the time capsule in the studio here, and what?
No, you just layered like, what is that? The X-Files theme?
Well, it was a mystery sting.
Mystery sting. No, we just want like a radio sting. Like just, you know, just some funny. Yeah.
It's funny, we go through this every week though, Rob, and every week you fail to deliver.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're just setting this up as like a joke. Just make us look bad, hey?
No, absolutely not.
When we're speaking together and we say to you, we want a sting, every time it runs through your mind that we would maybe just want the police to sing.
Well, Sting, yeah. Sting, I mean, if you ask me to play Sting, I'm going to play Sting, aren't I? So.
A Sting, mate. Yeah. A Sting.
Anyway.
That's the difference.
Anyway, here it is. Mystery Sting for you. Ooh. How's that?
I've got chills.
Did you just mock that
up? Okay, let's have a look here. So we've got the time capsule, and as we've sort of seen a lot of time capsules recently, especially online, there have been kind of claims of the predicting the future. So we've got this here. I'm just going to have a look here. All right, it says, here lies a time capsule that was shelled in 1983. Please broadcast the announcement of its contents mid-2017. It contains accurate predictions of the future I am most certain of. Yours... Gendry.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's
very interesting.
Okay, so they look at climate change here. It says, I predict that the Earth's spherical outer barrier will erode by virtue of the sun's overbearing influence, and the plants and the people will begin to rot in its glare and heat. This will result in a gyroscopic dissolution of government, social capabilities, and fractal warning systems. Climate change will become a reality. I can foresee that with a great degree of certainty.
Wow.
That's interesting. I suppose they did predict the future there, but...
And this is from 1983.
That's I think amazing. It was interesting, though, because there were already slight warning signs of this at the time. Okay. So, benefit of the doubt.
What he didn't predict was an inconvenient truth.
Yeah.
Or the second one as well. All right, he goes on to here to talk about evolution. This is interesting. Okay, so he's okay. He goes, nowhere will it be more evident that Charlie Darwin's theory of evolution is correct than in the fossil records that will accumulate to a degree of allowing for a solidification therein. I'm talking dinosaurs, birds, reptiles, lizards, and arachnids of a most wide variety in color, shape, texture, and smell. Smell will become important with the fossils. This, I can say with the most grave certainty. Evolution will be proven real. I can feel it, and I know it.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's Caesar. He's
actually
true there.
That's not as impressive as one might assume, because I think that was pretty well established already back in 1983.
I think it's up in the air. I don't believe in evolution, personally.
Interesting. Yeah, personally, I'm not going to let my children into that.
He also goes on here.
Another one.
Yeah, the invention of the nuclear bomb.
Yeah, apparently similar to evolution. No, yeah, he doesn't have anything here. It just says the invention of it. He hasn't even really written what it will be.
The 40s?
Oh, okay, that would be how he knows about it already. So.
Oh, the next, yeah. Okay.
So, similar to, evolution in that regard.
Out. Still interesting. Still interesting. It's a time cap. Still interesting.
I'm skeptic.
You're a skeptic. That's interesting. So, he goes on here to talk about the Trump presidency, doesn't he, Bernie? The Trump
presidency. He does. This one's got me a little bit excited, because he says, one note here on the pages makes note that a weird man who is simply not fit to rule will be elected POTUS, POTUS.
Okay.
Now, whether you're against the Trump presidency or for it, hopefully not for, because I could give you a whole lot of resources to prove that you're very wrong. We can all agree that the guy is weird, as this capsule predicted he would be.
That is interesting.
That's
that
very
one's
weird.
Come to fruition.
There's diagrams as well with this one. Yeah.
So this was 1983.
Oh my god. Somehow he worked that out that we had a weird guy. Nah.
He said smaller phones and computers, portable phones and portable computers. The only thing.
Does he sort of back that up with anything?
Well, he wrote here ASDF.
Steve Jobs will die.
I can only surmise they've risen beyond our language, but I digress. They go on to predict that there'll be another.
You know what? Those letters are next to each other on the keyboard. I think that might just be a little typo thing.
Typo.
He's written
it. Because this whole thing is actually typed up. We forgot to mention that earlier on.
He says another Beatles album will be coming. That can't be right. They've written here that weed, pot, and ganja. Everyone will be smoking green. No.
They've wrote that they'll still be smoking.
Hang on a second. Whoa.
Yeah?
Hang on a second. It says here, it is with a heavy heart that I predict with a subtle degree of certainty. Oh, my God.
This is an awful message.
Oh, no.
This
guy's
like
a bigot.
He's
a bigot.
Yeah, I'm reading this.
Wait, so he's anti-gay, is he?
He's predicted the rise of the gay agenda. I'm not sure what agenda means in this regard, but he's predicted it.
Oh,
there's a little container.
He's got a little container full of ants here.
They're moving. Okay. They're live.
Live from 1983. How old are they? 50 years old?
What the heck?
All right, we've got a bigot's ants in the studio, okay? I'm gonna put the call out to you, the text line. I'm going to straight up kill these ants on air. I'm going to slaughter these ants live on air.
Oh, come on, don't. I don't want you to.
Why not?
Because they're alive, they're living.
Look, they're bigot's ants. They're attached to this bigoted
opinion.
Time capsule.
We're going to slaughter these ants live on air. Just say the word. Text in 0409-945-945.
Text in to stop us, because otherwise we're going to do it.
I'm going
to
slaughter these, I'm going to murder these ants live on air. In the studio here, we don't give a damn.
God, just text anything in. Save these ants.
0409-945-945, RML FBI Radio.
Hello, David Beckham here. Sometimes on the football field, I want to tell the ref what to do, but unfortunately, I can't do that. But at Men's Cut Sydney, I can tell the barber exactly what I want and how I want it. David Beckham here. On the football field, I go past defenders, but I never go past Men's Cuts Sydney.
FBI Radio 94.5 FM, you're listening to Robbie's Modern Life with Robbie Armfield, Mitchell JC, and Bernie Bolgi. That was the song Another Life by PVT. They've got a gig coming up at the Lansdowne, I believe. Check them out. We've got these ants in the studio, but owned by a bigot from a time capsule in the past. 1983 was the year. These are 50-year-old ants, and they're still alive and kicking.
Owned by a bigot, though.
So we're thinking, hey, why don't we just slaughter these live on air? But we've put it to you, the listener, on 0409-945-945 to see, should they live or not?
Their lives are completely at your whim.
And we've received a number of messages here saying, please don't kill the ants.
A few saying, please do.
Yeah, please. No, none of that. Dip them in chocolate.
Whoa.
P.S. I think your show is fantastic. Thank you so much.
That's true.
Okay.
That's great.
But I think we've come to a consensus here. We're going to let one live.
Okay, so let's just separate that one. There you go.
Okay, and the rest that's of these are bigger
ants.
Than ants.
That's 10 ants.
3, 2, 1. Oh, no!
Again?
Oh.
Again? There's one more.
Okay.
Oh!
Ow, ow.
Get that
okay, all right, so obviously the gay marriage debate is hugely in vogue at the moment, so we feel it necessary to broach it. Now, there are a number of angles in which we could take this. We could obviously be against it, but clarify that it's just so that we get heaps of listeners due to the controversy. Yeah. Clickbait kind of angle. We could be for it.
We do need more listeners.
Well, we could obviously be for it, which I think is completely justified, but not until we have clean, sustainable energy, which I don't know if that's right.
Elon's working hard, but you know, he can't do it alone.
We could have a super lefty thing in which we say, you know, which bigoted pricks still don't like the gays? It's 2017, for instance. We could say that.
Yeah. I mean, that's my view.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We could call anyone against gay marriage a derogatory gay term.
Slur.
Like, we're not going to say any on air. And we could also maybe say something like the gay agenda, being gay was invented to skip military service and climb female-dominated industries.
Okay. But might that's be funny, just, but it's like just a joke.
It's not funny at all. We're just going to leave that one. So, but instead of kowtowing to any such idea, we've decided to go with the practical approach here. I mean, heaven forbid the bill doesn't go through. You're suddenly still an outlaw in love. If you really still want to tie the knot, listen up. We're about to tell you how to do it DIY, off the grid, out of sight, and officially unrecognized by any governing body. Unless you do it
the
right way.
Yeah. Mm.
Here is our full guide for a gorilla wedding, starting with what to wear. Bernie?
Okay, what to wear? You could dress camo suits. Camo dress, this one's a popular choice. Track suit, any color. Povo chic goes under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
Latex onesie camo. This one's quite kinky. High-vis suits. This one's least expected. Someone walking by will probably just think you're on a building site and definitely won't think you're attempting a gorilla wedding. Bit of reverse psychology. So, yeah, the camo way might be a dead giveaway for the whole gorilla wedding.
But if we're wearing such items... All right, so we've got the attire now. Yeah. Okay.
Like, what's the point in camo if we're sitting in the city?
So where should we go, Mitchell? Yeah. Where should we be?
Where's the location?
All right. Out of here.
This is where it gets interesting. Anywhere where you can get mobile phone service is probably not a good location for the wedding. Head bush for the weekend, maybe. Pack your swag, some firewood, and camping essentials, and see the silver lining in a little romantic getaway. Look at this way. You've got a honeymoon and a wedding in one. You can't complain about that.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Some good wedding locations in NSW that have been tried and tested include Belanglo State Forest, the quarantine station at Manly, Air Disaster Memorial in Queanbeyan. Is that an NSW? Anyway, Gore Hill Cemetery.
Yeah, can confirm that.
Okay. The Redback Range Railways Tunnel near Picton. Studley Park Manor in Studley Park, Maitland Jail, and Monte Cristo Homestead in Juni.
That one's interesting, actually, because it's actually Australia's most haunted house.
Okay, so a lot of these seem kind of like they're very off the grid. Quite haunted.
Interesting, yeah.
Hundreds of sightings and strange occurrences happen in and around this house every year. Visitors tell of cold spots, voices, and not being able to ascend certain stairs due to some unexplained force. Hang on, this sounds just interesting. Beyond the sort of gorilla wedding thing, this sounds like an interesting place to go.
To visit,
There's also a locked door that apparently leads to the basement. People have seen a woman's ghost near this room and have fallen down the stairs in fright.
That's terrifying.
Okay, really. That's just going to add to the ghosts, isn't it?
Interesting.
Maybe don't have your wedding there.
Okay, you've got your attire, you've got the location. Now, the decor of the place. For this one, you can pretty much pick whatever you want. So, that's done. Camo theme, maybe. Snacks, what are we looking at? We're looking at Maltesers, peanut M&M's, chips, dips, Fruit Loops, raw nuts.
That's kind of what you're going to find at a regular wedding as well.
That's the thing. It's a regular wedding.
It is a normal wedding.
It's just, unfortunately, if it doesn't go through.
There's heaps more snacks that you can have. You've got yogurt, go-gurt, yogurt, cheese puffs, donuts, yogurt, banana chips. You've got grass jelly. You've got bagels, pork rind. There's so many things that you could have at a wedding.
I'm thinking
and
naan
at a gay
bread.
Wedding, you're going to want to be looking at the same sorts of things.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit different. Dried fish, Greek salad, skewers, pizza bombs.
Banana chips, grass jelly, bagels, pork rind, naan
you're gonna
bread.
Looking at your yogos, your go-gurts, your yogos, your yogurts, your cheese puffs, your donuts.
Popcorn, salted popcorn.
You're going to be
Samosas,
looking at your cream
sliders.
Donuts.
Okay, you've got the location, pretzels. You've got the food, you've got the attire.
Hopefully you've got a lot of snacks in the bank at this point.
Now, activities. A wedding's not fun without having a little bit, maybe, you know, the throwing, the flowers and things like this. So...
pulling off that thing under their skirt.
What you should do, maybe, is, I don't know, nude golf's funny. Nude putt-putt golf, nude driving range.
Nude aqua golf. Get it in the water, take a dip after.
Other things to note here is you could physically threaten pastors that decline. All right, the documentation. Mitchell, what are we looking at here?
Just a quick note there also. Don't ever tell your parents. Don't come out. That's just, it's not going to work out well for you. So maybe just straight onto the documentation. When it comes to the documents, you're going to want to hire a professional to whip up the certificate. So whilst this one is not too hard, there are plenty of scam certificate artists in NSW. You have to be careful because getting caught out with a fake marriage certificate will probably land you in jail for 25 to life.
Yeah, okay. Also, if you plan on taking photos of the wedding, don't. This is a huge mistake a lot of people make when they attempt a guerrilla wedding for the first time. And it's essentially like handing a bunch of photos over to ASIO and saying, like, lock me up.
Incriminate me.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Interesting. So that's an interesting angle.
Yeah, I mean, in a few days it should be legal and then it's fine.
And so ends a few minutes of satire.
Hi, David Beckham here. When I'm playing for the Queen in front of the whole nation, there's no better way to show my respect than a header at the back of the net. There's no better way to pay my respects to the monarch than a header at the back of the net. Men's guts, Sydney. Hello, David Beckham here. Sometimes I struggle to make the cut for Manchester United, but at Men's Cut Sydney, I always make the cut. Make the cut. Men's Cut Sydney. I always make the cut.
Friend of Lindy Morrison, featuring Wise Blood by Kieran J. Callanan from his fantastic new album, Bravado. Do yourself a favor and check it out. Hey, you got to tune to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. Robbie, Bernie, and
Mitchell.
Now, it's on to our favorite little segment. A little more fun today with our friends from Hog's Breath Cafe. It's a little trivia they've sent through. This one's called Meat to the Mind or something. The Hog's Breath Difference.
Okay. Do we have a sting for that?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Here we go.
Hey guys, it's Bernie here. Just got my morning coffee, my caffeine fix for the day, and I'm walking down to the radio station, but something just struck me. It just struck me out of the blue, like a lightning strike. I just realized that Mitch and Robbie, honestly, are probably like the two biggest losers I know. Like, they're just wankers. And I honestly don't know why I do the show, because the ratio of like my like work, my put in compared to theirs is just so much higher, and they don't acknowledge that. I don't get any recognition. I mean, I get paid, but other than that, it's a bit ridiculous, and just, I don't know, they wear the weirdest clothes, and their accents are all weird. I mean, Robbie's accent's just ridiculous. You can't even understand what he's saying half the time. I just laugh anyway. That's all from me. Okay, yeah. Rant over. I'm glad to get that out of my system. I'm probably just going to go ahead and delete this file now. Here we go.
Whoa, what the hell was that? But first of all, okay, what was that? And second of all, how did that get in my session here? This got in my sesh one. How? I'm supposed to be playing a sting for Hog's Breath Difference, the trivia, and I'm hearing this slander from you.
I deleted that. I only recorded that this morning, really. So,
but you emailed it. You didn't just not delete it.
I was meant to email it to myself.
Right, let me ask him. Like, how you get? You said that you get paid. What are you talking about? I don't pay you. None of us. Yeah, get paid. This volunteer run.
No, that's not. Can we not talk about that?
And look, while a lot of what you said was very true and quite accurate, a lot of it was slander. I don't know if that's okay.
I don't know why you'd just be walking down the street reporting that by yourself.
No, it was a joke.
Was it satire?
Yeah, no, I was actually joking around.
Like the
around,
last segment
yeah.
where we did all that stuff about like, okay, all right. and stuff.
Bernie, sip that Sprite, boy.
Okay. That's awesome.
Okay, all right, here's the...
It was accurate, though.
Yeah. All right, here it is. We've got the Hog's Breath Brain Feast.
Oh, yeah. Okay, keep us this is thought for food.
Absolutely. Keep us all sharp. Hog's Breath Cafe have happily given us a little trivia-style game a la your typical trivia Tuesdays at the pub.
But it's a Monday.
First up here, we've got the question, when was the first Hog's Breath opened?
Should we wait for text-ins or... That'll take a while.
They've given me the answers here, I guess you guess.
Okay, well, 1830. No, 1730.
All right, Bernie.
I have no idea. 1700.
1700s for sure.
Good guess. It's 1989 at Airlie Beach.
Oh, that is recent.
Okay, second up. What's Hog's Breath's greatest selling meal?
Oh, I reckon the prime rib steak and Szechuan garlic sauce. Easy.
Bang on the money, Eddie.
This kid Hog's Breath a lot.
Serp.
Yep.
In 2001, 13 restaurant family grill businesses in Australia alone closed down, citing fierce competition with rivals such as Hog's Breath as the reason. Name three of these businesses.
Oh, God.
Name and shame, boys.
We'll do it collectively.
Sizzlers. It's got to be Sizzlers. That one's Sizzlers. Gone down. That's never coming back.
Big Mike's and Marulan. Big Mike's.
Red Rooster, haven't seen one of them in years.
Close, boys. The last one there was Home Cook Roasters.
Oh, who wins?
That, I've never heard of that place.
I guess you the
listener. Text in if you've heard of that.
You the listener win there. So, lastly here, what does Hog's Breath offer that no other restaurant seems to be able to accomplish?
A family-friendly atmosphere with a fine dining experience.
I was going to go with the atmosphere.
They've actually,
for sure.
Yeah. I don't know if you can you can't, that's not like a qualitative sort of measure. There's nothing you can do to, anyway.
Like it's an ad kind of.
Oh, okay, just got to stop you there for an ad from a sponsor.
David Beckham here. When I married my wife, Posh Spice, and I realised she was... David Beckham here. When I married my beautiful Posh Spice wife and she... Hello, David Beckham here. Hello. David Beckham here. When I married my beautiful wife, Posh Spice, I never knew that what she was after was a posh cock. I knew immediately what I needed was a circumcision, so I went down to my friends at Men's Cuts and got my cock nice and posh. Do yourself a favor and do it yourself, David Beckham.
Thanks to our friends there at Men's Cuts. Controversial, weird ad, but there we go. Back to Hog's Breath Difference. We've got another question coming up here. Do pigs feel joy? The answer is pretty obvious here. Overwhelmingly, no. Miserable beasts like the rest of the animal kingdom. 40% of scientists believe they do not, while the others either are in the wrong field of expertise. That's Ty Carly for some reason. He's popped in. Does Hog's Breath use chemical treatments to cure its meats? Despite what some news outlets would have you believe, Hog's Breath cures its meat with naturally occurring minerals like rock salt and diamonds.
Wow.
That's odd.
Mm.
Wonderful.
And now they've got a little chaser game for us here, do they?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hogging the mic.
Actually, before you say that, I want to say that I love Hog's Breath.
You know what I love about it is they give you what you want, the steaks. And it's cooked to perfection.
Okay, what I like, though, is the Thai green papaya salad.
Yeah, great stuff, Mitch. Actually, I'm going to just say that my favorite dish at Hog's Breath would be the hand shell mud crab pig white turnip kombu jelly.
I will let you finish, but can I just say...
I would let you finish, but I can't because I need...
The hogspitality is just murder.
That's great. I don't really care. Slow-cooked quail is amazing at Hog's Breath. Fermented mushroom custard with chestnuts, brioche porridge,
a Szechuan jus drizzled over a nice surf and turf cooked to perfection from Hog's Breath Cafe.
Let me just make a clean slice through there and say Asian style seafood salad, cabbage,
Mitch,
cucumber,
no one really cares. Poached black moor, wagyu, shaved fungi,
you're listening
and a black garlic
to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio 94.5 FM.
Sometimes the ball bounces away, you don't like it. Sometimes you gotta roll with the punches. Men's Cuts. Men's Cuts. Sydney, make the cut. Hi, David Beckham here. When I need a haircut, Men's Cuts Sydney, conveniently located 12 second walk from anywhere in the CBD. That's why I choose Men's Cuts. Men's Cuts Sydney.
Conveniently located 12 second.
Men's Cuts Sydney.
She Smells Like Roses.
By Tex Crick from his debut album Between Cruel and Tender. It's
Are
a, it's
you
a
describing
wonderful...
the album, or is that the album title?
No, it's the album title. It's, okay. It's a wonderful debut collection of tracks. He's a longtime collaborator with Kieran J. Callanan. So do yourself a favor and check that out. It's out on Terrible Records. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM with Robbie Burney and Mitchell.
Welcome back.
Okay, once a week, every week, we read out a letter sent in to us from a fan. Doesn't matter what it's about, we just pick our favorite one and read it out. We prefer cool stories and action over boring real life blabber. Usually this week's letter has come to us from from Coney 2012 himself. Somewhere in China.
Okay
here we go.
Wait, hang on, do we have a Coney sting for that?
Oh, yeah, of course. Here we go.
If you just record now.
Oh, like the stuff over bashing on you.
Yeah, do that.
It's true.
Yeah, it is true, isn't it?
Yeah. So, like, maybe we start it so it sounds like,
yeah, that's a good idea.
Do this on my makeup.
Yeah. I was thinking, yeah, his hair
smells.
What's weird?
I can smell it from here.
I can smell it from here, too. And what's weird is he washes it. He washes it nonstop.
How many did you said, like, what, three times?
Three times a morning.
Professionalism stuff, like with the.
Oh, like with the session.
Yeah, wait, what was this?
Oh, like, because.
He never checks his session when we're doing
it. Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't check it at all.
Does he even like? Does he need glasses or something?
It doesn't make any sense.
I'll just press spacebar.
All right, that should be good. That'll be funny. All right, I'll stop it here.
Okay, sorry about that.
And your car, man? Your car is so bad.
Your car, too. It's so bad.
Wait, what? No, guys, you know that's my livelihood. Do not say a bad word about that, thanks. Well, I'm happy to do these. I'm happy to do those bashings like in a recorded format, not live.
I know.
I don't like
that. The thing is, I thought also, though, I thought you were going to edit that because that makes, like, listening to that, you can clearly hear you in there.
To be honest, I can't remember that ever occurring or putting it in the session here.
It's actually unbelievable.
It's totally unbelievable.
I don't understand.
Utterly unbelievable. And then we're not allowed to actually, and then when it comes to bashing you on air, you're not okay.
I can't believe you'd bash me like that on air. I can't believe, even recorded, you'd bash me like that.
Maybe go drive off in your shitty car, man.
Okay, yep. Okay. But back to what we're talking about here. It's a letter from a fan.
Can we have maybe just do like a world music sting or
a
something?
World music sting. Kony one doesn't really work, does it?
It
maybe
doesn't,
a world
because he's in China.
Okay, let's have a look here. What have I got? Okay, this one. This will
work.
All
right.
Okay, so this one comes from Kony 2012 himself. It's a letter. Okay, so let's have a look. Here we go. It goes, Robbie and the Modern Life Boys.
That's us.
Sitawachusi, the Mitchell and Bernie, how is going? Kony of 2012 here, writing the letter from here in Dog Meets Festival in the Sichuan, China.
Hang on a second. Wasn't that months ago, the Dog Meat Festival?
Yeah, I think we advertised it on the show about in conjunction with the Sichuan experience. Mm.
Yeah, it actually it says here that it was sent back in June. That kind of makes a bit more sense.
It's got a lot of blood on it. Like dried blood.
It does. The letter, it's unsightly to say the least.
Yeah, go on.
I'll continue.
Yeah.
I would tell you now that the Dog's Meat Festival is only the good time and very of the Guatsasula tasty food and beverages in for the whole family. Only a 300 yen... to income to the Dog Meaty Festival and food stalls and plenty of the food and beverages to chutsu for whole of a family.
Now, this is borderline unlistenable.
He goes on, Tabatsa Sula.
Wait a second, this sounds a lot like an ad, like he's just been paid to say this.
Yeah, hang on a second, he goes on. Yui Katsu boys at the Radio Modern Life are probably thinking about right now that I've been given a money to read this out letter to you. Oh, okay, so he addresses it. He goes on to say, this is not the facts or true, so don't be worried. Wrapping up the letter, the Dog's Meat is great time, plenty of the beverages and plenty of the food, good time, shalburu blessing. Okay, so the letter concludes there. So,
that's all around a bit of a mess, isn't it? I mean, it's an ad for the Dog Meat Festival that's finished months ago, and it's from Kony 2012. I don't know if I could, if you could have a worse sort of advocate for your festival.
Absolutely. I just want to second everything that you just said there, Mitchell.
I think he should have factored in the postage time, really. It's been months since
it has.
Then. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. The Sichuan experience is no longer on our radar. So, Kony 2012, please don't send in any more messages.
And can I say that you've got quite an apt reading ability, and for whatever reason, that was nothing to do with your reading skills. That was just.
Oh, yeah. That was verbatim, I suppose, is the word. Okay. We've got. We'd like to hear from you, the listener, though, now. Text in. Would you like more ads here on RML? Are you happy with the ratio of advertisement to music and chat? Would you prefer more subliminal advertising or in your face? We would love to hear from you. The number to text in is 0409 945 945. You're listening to Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell on FBI Radio.
David Beckham here. Sometimes with a rigorous training regime like my one at Manchester United, I find it hard to get up in the morning. But with Men's Cuts, I can cut right into my day. Men's Cuts, conveniently located in the heart of Sydney CBD. Make the cut today.
David Beckham, there's no greater entertainment than sitting in the seats of Twickenham. But there is, sitting in the seats of Men's Cut Sydney. Make the cut. Make it happen.
Another Weekend by Ariel Pink. from his upcoming album dedicated to Bobby Jamison. Loving it, loving it. You've got to tune to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM with your friends, myself, Robbie Armfield, Bernie Bolgi, and Mitchell JC. Now, on the text line here, the number is 0409945945. Receiving a lot of hate, a lot of negative messaging regarding this show. And we just want to clarify for everybody out there, the entirety of this show, everything about this show, barring the opinions on the music, I choose the music. It's the best.
It's the bomb.
It's the bomb diggity. It's the best music that you'll hear on the station. Besides that, those opinions are real. Everything else is a huge satire.
It's a big satire.
Big satire, big joke.
Big time satire.
Big time satire.
So yeah. I don't believe a single thing that we say on this thing. You don't believe a single thing that we say on this thing, do you, Rob?
I don't believe a single thing that is ever said on this thing. It's a huge satire, just a big, big old joke, comedy joke. So,
and that's just sort of like a forewarning for anything that's to come, anything that we've said in the show.
So
it's all satire.
Yeah. It's a free pass.
And if you...
It's okay.
It is. And if you text him with hate, basically, you're an idiot. So keep that in mind. FBI is trying to expand its reach again. So we've asked a few queer friends via the Facebook Messenger app, which is easy to install and brilliant to use, for their dog picks this week. Obviously, we're big supporters of the Keep Sydney Closed movement. They've managed to mock us up a list.
We've been looking at these dog picks online, and it appears, actually, that they're all selections from the upcoming Penrith Dog Show. They're nothing to do with... racing, as they have been in previous weeks.
Okay, all right.
So keep in mind, it's a satire.
So is it like the tricks? Or like,
yeah, one of those ones where they sort of present the dapper young doggies.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never been to one.
They can walk in a certain way.
All right, well, let's keep this going. So up top, we've got Elton Dog. We've got Furry and Feisty, Camp Hound, Harbinger of Dog, Dog a Day, Princess Spastic, Hog Dog, Gold Dog Donation, Winning Tips, that's with a Z. Mitchell, some others here.
Now we've got Spike Fast, we've got Man's Worst Enemy, we've got Jumping Castle, and that's with a K. We've got Aloe Smira, In the Bag, that's one word, said quickly. What else do we have, Bernie?
Scorched Earth, Napalm Monday, Wet Dog, Lovely Body, Unfortunately Hairy boy Dog, that's one whole thing.
Huge.
And Muddy Boy.
We've got to get out of here. So it's goodbye from Bernie Bolgi.
It is goodbye.
Mitchell JC,
goodbye.
I've been Robbie Armfield. You've been listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5. Now it's this time for The Playlist with Amelia Jenner, the music director of FBR Radio. She's going to be with you until 3 p.m. announcing the album of the week and things of this nature. Hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week. Same
Thanks,
time
guys.
Day
see
to 1 p.m.
More jokes, more satire coming
see
your
then,
way
guys.
This is the song S770SCI3000 Power Tram Beautiful Japanese People by The Tuss.
What the?
Goodbye.
Hi there, David Beckham here. When I played for Manchester United, I never shied away from cutting a bit of grass on the side of the field. At Men's Cut Sydney, we're also cutting edge. Men's Cuts, Sydney. Make the cut. Sydney.